proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Over the next few programs, I want to discuss with you a very important subject that I believe is central to the eternal plan of God. We will look at the fact that Jerusalem and Israel are indeed inseparable. Let's go back in time a little bit. Silence echoed through the streets of Jerusalem as the only evidence of life were the dogs that scavenged for the food wherever they could find it. The only people left to tell the story were the poor, the old, and the sick. The date was the 9th of Av in the year 586 BC as the Babylonians carried off the rest of the able Jewish citizens into captivity. On that exact date, again in the year AD 70, the Romans, under Titus, destroyed the city of Jerusalem along with its glorious temple. Again, the Jewish people were scattered across the world. Finally, in AD 135, after the defeat of the Bar Kokhba rebellion, the Jewish people were dispersed around the world by the Romans as the city was renamed Aelia Capitolina and the country was renamed Palestine in remembrance of the Philistines. In each case of defeat, the hearts of the children of Israel longed to return to Jerusalem, the city of God. Let's talk now about Jerusalem and Israel being inseparable because of historical right. Perhaps no other city in the world has meant so much to so many. More than 3,000 years ago, King David conquered the ancient city of Jebus and renamed it Jerusalem. That's according to 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. His intent was to establish Jerusalem as the strategic capital of Israel. When David captured Zion, God blessed him and gave him a place in history as one of the greatest leaders of all time. The Bible describes Jerusalem this way: beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. That's from Psalm 48 in verse 2. The name Jerusalem actually means city of peace, but ironically, this city has never seen lasting peace during her history. Centuries of rule by a variety of empires and religions have left their mark on this city. It is interesting to see that even though God gave this land to the Jewish people according to Genesis 15 verse 18, there were three places that were rightfully purchased by Israel. The first is Hebron, according to Genesis 23. That was Abraham when he bought the burial place from the sons of Heth of Machpelah. The next is Shechem, which according to Joshua chapter 24 and verse 32, that is the burial place of Joseph. And then we also have Jerusalem's Temple Mount. That was the threshing floor that King David had bought, and that's according to 2 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 24. Even in this modern day, the importance of Jerusalem to Israel and the Jewish people as its capital is evident as the eyes of the world are fixed upon this city. After all, Jerusalem is the apple of God's eye, according to Zechariah chapter 2. From the moment when Abraham attempted to offer Isaac as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah, God established his redemptive plan in using Israel, Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount as his focal point of history. Historically, the Jewish people have always lived in the land of Israel since the time of Moses, in spite of exile. Even in recent years, the Jewish people developed this land. Several leading countries, as well as the United Nations, granted political sovereignty to Israel, including Jerusalem, to the Jewish people. It is also important to note that Israel rightfully captured the land in recent wars against them. Since then, they have given up much of this land in exchange for peace. No matter how much land is given away, Jerusalem and Israel are an everlasting inheritance. The most important historical tie of the Jewish people to the land of Israel and Jerusalem is the fact that God promised and gave this land to Abraham. Biblically and historically, Jerusalem and Israel are inseparable. You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.